Buddy, get up and dance. Sit around like a couch potato. Get up and dance. Yeah. I can't help. I start dancing myself when I hear that music. That's right. In fact, I do my show. I don't sit down when I do my show. You know, I walk around, and I can't stand still, you know? I got ants in my pants, whatever you want to say. I got a groove going, you know? I'm a living, walking, talking human being. I don't like sitting still. And I do my show standing up every week. How about that? Hey, this is a live radio show. DBS Radio on the Internet. That's right. We're in broadcast out into outer space. That's right. There's spacecraft in the solar system right now. They can pick up this signal. And, you know, radio waves travel at the speed of light. You know, thoughts travel even faster. I've told everybody that before, but hey, it's a call-in radio show. You can call in and ask me how fast do your thoughts travel, and I'll give you the answer. Hey, call-in number is 888-627-6008. Hey, if you're looking on your personal computer, hey, the number's up there, the call-in number. Got a regular number. It doesn't have to be the toll-free number. You got a regular number to call into if you wanted to do that. Hey, all you need is a phone and a voice. Yeah, you have to speak through the voice. I think that's part of the problem that, you know, I've because I'm on Twitter. Hey, you should follow me on Twitter. I've got a lot of important things to say now. And especially I'm advertising on Twitter. I do my best to be supportive of the people that are advertising for the Galactic Federation. It's the Divine Intervention, December 21st. It's coming December 21st. Hey, that's only 9-10 days away, depending on what part of the world you're in. And it's the winter solstice, but it's probably one of the most important days in the history of the human race. You know, our brothers and sisters out there in the galaxy, they would like to hear us make our request, a collective consciousness of humanity request. It's a global meditation. It's a divine request to be made on December 21st. That's right, 9-10 days away. And of course, we're playing with numbers here for those of you who play with numerology and numbers today. Hey, I'm doing the show from New York City. We're on the December 12th already here. That's right. It's a little after 1 a.m. in New York City. And on the calendar date, it's 12-12-21. It's 1-2-1-2-2-1. If we added the numbers together, it would be 3-3-3, you know? And if we added them all together, it would be 9, as in 9 dimensions, you know? Or 3 squared. Hey, you can play with these numbers all day. December 21st, the same thing again. You know, we got 12, 21, 21, which could be 1, 2, 2, 1, 2, 1, you know, which could be 3, 3, 3. Yeah. And here's just a little bit of information. This is how fast I go from one topic to another. I'm one of the fastest when it comes to doing that. And as most people don't realize, in America here, when I say 12-21-21, I mean December 21-2021. But over in Europe there, certainly in the UK, they put the date in the month backwards compared to the US. The 21st of December would be 21-12, 21. Yeah, most people don't realize that. And maybe a lot of you people in Europe don't realize that how we put the date. But probably everybody realizes how Americans do it, because we are the number one on the planet. We put ourselves in that position. Unfortunately, our government is just as bad as all the other governments right now. Yep, run by the bad guys, run by the cabal, run by the evil ETs. Oh, man, and what they are doing. If hey, this is BBS Radio. You know, this is the Connect the Dots radio show. And this is your host, Tom Anderson, speaking. If you were just listening to the previous show, ET Yoga, with the Charles Green as the host, boy, did he, I listened to the show because sometimes I find him a very informative person. And boy, did he have a lot of important information in the last hour, in case you weren't listening, and some scary stuff, too, he was talking about. I mean, like, besides the good stuff, some scary stuff, like in 3 to 4 months, there's going to be nanotechnology and life forms being stuck into the GMO food. You know, you really got to have to pay a lot more attention to what you're eating in 3 or 4 months. I mean, it's bad enough already with the regular GMO food, but they're going to start infesting food supplies with all other kinds of poisons and nanotechnologies, because the people who are still running our world here on Earth, they're evil. They're disgustingly evil. They're sinister, and they're obsessed with control of the human mind. You know, we've been lied to since birth, but it's time to wake up now. And the best, one of the best ways to wake up is to participate in this upcoming global meditation. You're going to learn about saying things 3 times. You know, it's the law of the universe. It's important to say things 3 times. It has significance, especially when it comes to if you're a person who receives messages from the other side, you need to make sure that the person you're getting the info from, you know, you're allowing entities to telepathically communicate to you. You need to ask them, where is their allegiance? Is it to the light or is it to the darkness? And you have to ask them that question 3 times, and they have to answer you correctly 3 times. If they deviate or make up an excuse for not answering the question straightforward 3 times, you know they are a deceiver then. I hope I've helped some people out there that do receive those telepathic communications. And back to the most important thing happening, perhaps the most important day in the universe, is coming up. December 21st, mark it on your calendar. You know, we need to come together as the human race all at the same point in time. So it's going to be a different time in a different time zone. That is correct. And it's going to be 4 p.m. at the UTC, or Greenwich time, I guess we could call it. I call it United Kingdom time, London time. And in the New York City area here, it's going to be 11 a.m. on December 21st, New York City, at 11 a.m. You need to be in front of your computer and being ready to participate, because we are all of us participants are going to be led to envision certain things, and we want to do it at the same moment in time, because that way, all the same thoughts join together at that point in time, it becomes a powerful force, and our message to the Galactic Federation, to all the good guys out there in the universe, is, well, we will be requesting your help. We want you, your divine intervention. We want the Heavenly Father himself to intervene. We want the Lord Jesus Christ to intervene. You know, most people don't realize that the Lord Jesus Christ is one of the creator gods, given the power to create with the power of the Heavenly Father. Heavenly Father is the source of all there is. And before mankind was created, all the creations were of the spiritual nature, without a physical body. Physical bodies were designed later. You'll never get that information out of any religious document. No. But it's been given to humanity. I've mentioned it quite often. The best source of information for how the universe works is the fifth apocryphal revelation given to humanity just about 100 years ago. Anyhow, it's out there. You can find it if you search for it. What amazes me, because I follow a lot of these people on Twitter now. Hey, my hashtag, you should follow me, Tom Anderson Prez. When the show's over, go to it, and you'll see that I'll give you the, you'll find the links there for the, on the stuff I retweet to participate in the most important day in the universe, probably, December 21st, 2021. That's right, 9 to 10 days away. New York here, it's only 9 days away. United Kingdom, it's not only 9 days away. If you're on the West Coast, Pacific time, or out in Hawaii, it's 10 days away. Anyhow, you want to participate. If you're a good person, and if you're listening to my show, you probably are a good person. You want to participate in this to make the signal stronger, because, you know, the amount needed to get the attention of the universe is 144,000 souls in unison, people thinking and requesting the same thing in unison. When you think about 8 billion people on planet Earth, 144,000 is a very small percentage, but at least that many have to be participating for the request to be taken seriously. As usual here on Earth, a small number of us doing all the work. But you can do your best. You've got 9 days left to do your best. Tell your friends about it. You know, people should not be afraid of global mass meditations. You don't have to sit in the yoga position. You don't have to put on white robes. You don't have to do anything besides sitting in front of your computer screen and listening to the voice coming out of the screen and follow the instructions. You know, they'll be given statements given to you to repeat, and you just repeat them. And in this particular global meditation, some of the things we have to repeat, we'll have to do it 3 times because it's of significant importance to that. You don't even have to know why. I already explained it, but just do it. You know, participation is important. You know, we're not being asked much, but there has to be a certain small amount of unity on planet Earth or in order to get more help. I mean, a lot's being done for us without even asking already, but we want to speed things up because there's a lot of bad things on the agenda by the dark side. The longer we wait for the the Galactic Federation to land and round up the bad guys to stop them from doing these bad things to us, because people are stupid and people listen to their governments still. All the governments in the world are basically corrupt right now. Certainly all the national governments are. There might be some local institutions that are taking care of their people locally. But we have a very serious situation here. You know, we have the liars on TV coaxing people to put the poison into their bodies. You know, they don't have no qualms about doing that. They're laughing themselves, rolling on the floor, laughing silly. Look at these stupid earthlings. We tricked them into allowing strangers to put poison into their body. And it's more than just poison. Some of the, you know, tens of thousands of people have died already. It's legalized murder. Your government legalized it. That's right. Your governors and your world leaders, they are partners in committing murder. But what's even worse is the ones that haven't died but have suffered severe reactions. And their lives are going to be screwed up because there's all kinds of bad, evil things put into these concoctions that you have been tricked into allowing stupid, ignorant people, strangers, to pump that crap into you, stick the needle in your arm and jab the poison. Stop it. Stop falling for the liars on TV. You know, some of these people, they're laughing in your face. They're spitting in your face as they're telling you to get vaccinated. They're making the Illuminati signs, the Freemason signs, the New World Order hand signals. They're doing this right on TV, especially these quacks in New York City area here. Watch it on the TV. You know, they're mocking you to your face. They're showing you that they are aligned with the New World Order, and they are not ashamed of being puppets and misleading you. And, of course, they want to, you know, the New World Order plan, if we don't kill you with the poison that you stupidly are allowing to be injected into your body, we're going to gain mind control over you. That's right. These things, concoctions, have all kinds of nanobots and all kinds of other dangerous things. Someone explained to me recently the oxide thing has razor blades attached to it. Yeah, single atom sheets of carbon. Single atom thick, you know? You know what a paper cut can do to you? Well, they got single atom little razor blades stuck in the graphene oxide. They stick them to the graphene oxide, and they pumped it into your body with their concoction that they call a vaccine. It's not really. It's a poisonous concoction. It's a mind control concoction, and it's deadly, too. And with little razor blades going around the inside of your veins, it's cutting you up from the inside, you know? And people are dropping dead, not from virus, they're dropping dead from the vaccines. And of course, they lie to you. They tell you it's the virus. And, you know, you stupidly believe. They don't haven't offered any proof of anything, they said. And they keep talking about the rates going up, you know. The tests are worthless. So anything about information based on new findings, it's all lies. It's all made up. They have no proof. It's been the proof is vaccines are killing people. The proof is vaccines are making millions of people sick. The proof is people are dropping dead shortly after the vaccine was given to them. The proof is that the ingredients in the vaccine, these fake things, these are pharmaceutical concoctions. They have things in there that make no sense whatsoever except to destroy you from within. And they have poisons in there as usual. And it's just one bad thing on top of another. And they are relying on you stupidly, trusting your crooked government. Come on, if you know, how dumb are you? I mean, governments have been proving to us for decades they can't be trusted. Throughout history, governments could never be trusted to do the right thing. And if they do, it's only for a short amount of time. We should know that governments can't be trusted, politicians can't be trusted, and now we're finding out the medical profession can't be trusted. Most of them. There are a few real doctors out there, but you don't get to hear what they found out. They found out that everything they've been telling you on TV is lies. But at the same time, we can't focus on that too much. We need to be aware of it and keep wary and keep ourselves out of trouble by all the things we have to avoid. Avoid the vaccines. Avoid 5G, avoid Wi-Fi. Don't spend too much on your time on your cell phone with the phone up to the side of your ear. If you're a woman who's pregnant, don't put the phone on your belly, because the baby's skull is going to allow all those radiations to go in and you're destroying your baby's health. Don't drink fluoridated water. Don't breathe too heavily when the chemtrail planes outside and the chemtrail planes have covered over the whole sky, because they're putting aluminum and radioactive barium and shit like that. Eventually comes down to the ground level and gets in your body. You know, you better be taking your vitamins. You better be eating as much healthy food as possible. Avoid the fast food. All these things we have to be concerned about now. But there's an easier route out of this. Our galactic brothers and sisters want to bring the whole planet into the fifth dimension, where none of these bad things will be allowed to follow us in. And in order for get them to land as soon as possible and create this thing they've been talking about for years called the event, when there's the big wash of energy and all of a sudden there's a quantum recrystallization of all matter. I mean, it's happening on a small scale already, but when the big whoosh comes at the event, will be the final saving breath that will transform us into the fifth dimension totally. And then the ETs will land. There'll be full disclosure. We're talking about the benevolent extraterrestrials, our galactic brothers and sisters, part of the Galactic Federation, 52 star nations. How come you don't know about this? Well, Twitter's a good place to find out about it exactly. You know, join Twitter and find out. Hey, just follow me. You know, you can follow anybody on Twitter, really, without even joining, but then you can't interact. But the people that have some of the info, more details about this, are on Twitter. Sisterhood of Rose promotes all the global mass meditation at Sisterhood Rose, you know, spelled just like it sounds. And then there's the videos out there, which you can access on Twitter too. There's a lot of people representing the one called Cobra. It's, hey, you know, it's a blog set up. 2012 portal. 2012 portal .blogspot.com. And there you have all the recent communications from Cobra, who represents the resistance. Those are the Galactic Federation guys who are removing the bad entities from under the world. They're the ones who are freeing the children who have been held captive in underground bases, in the dumb bases, D-U-M-B. It's an acronym for, something underground military bases. I forget what the D stands for, dumb. Anyhow, yeah, those places are being cleared out of all the captives they held there. You know, there's people, children are being abducted every day on this planet still. And some of them end up slave labor, just like in the science fiction movies. What are they always doing with the captives? They're making them work in the mines and stuff like that. And that's been going on Earth for a long time. You know, the Anunnakis started that here on Earth, or maybe other people did too. If you read the book, The 12th Planet, you'll find out a lot about the Anunnaki. And there's several other books out there by Zachariah Sitchin, that talk about the Anunnaki. And he's a major source of that information, though I don't agree with all his conclusions, but it's a great place to start finding out about the Anunnaki, unless you can read Sumerian. And the late Zachariah Sitchin, he was only one of a little over 200 people in the whole world who could read ancient Babylonian, the cuneiform, the clay tablets. These things, they're part of Earth history. But it's still going on. We're still under the control of the dark forces on the surface of planet Earth here. We've got, still a semi-hostage situation. That's what's partly delaying the Galactic Federation from landing. But we'll get more support from the rest of the universe if we participate in what could be considered, we're making history here, it could be considered the greatest day of planet Earth, when the human race, so many people on the human race were united in consciousness on December 21st, 2021 in the Global Mass Meditation, taking place at 11 a.m. Eastern Standard Time in New York City, 4 p.m. London time, I like to call it, because it gives us an idea. We can picture the town, Big Ben, and we know where that area of the world is. Or we could, if for rock and roll fans, we could picture Liverpool. In the same time zone, up there on the Mersey River. So the river so famous, they wrote songs about it, like "Ferry Cross the Mersey." And Liverpool, the town that has the big building with the liver bird on top. Yeah, a fictional bird from which they say the town was named after. But instead of calling it Liverpool, they called it Liverpool. Anyhow, there's a connection there. And this show is called Connect the Dots. And one of the biggest compliments I got in my life was when there's a famous person whom I met at a get-together in Manhattan that was put together by this group known as Cosmos. The author of The Keys of Ina, subtitled The Book of Knowledge, Dr. J.J. Hertag. We had a small discussion after he gave his little speech at this party over in Manhattan. And party, get-together, whatever you want to call it, lecture. And I was showing him some of the, before I wrote my book, Connect the Dots Theory, I was showing him some of the things I had put together and some of the connections I had made that were in his book, and I had correlated with other information, and he listened very attentively to everything I was saying. And this guy is a major, you know, he's a physics teacher from the University of California until he wrote his book and they fired him, I believe, because he was blackballed in the educational industry because he was taken off this earth and shown all this great information about what else is there, and he put it in a book called The Keys of Enoch back in 1973, one of the best book out there for getting yourself in education, and he talks about the quantum recrystallization of all matter, which is going to happen very soon here on planet Earth. You know, it's part of the final event, as the Galactic Federation calls it, when the whoosh of energy comes in, and it will be a quantum recrystallization of every cell in your body and every cell or atom on the face of this planet and in the planet, and perhaps the whole solar system too. But so anyhow, he gave me a compliment after I showed him all these things that fit together. And I mentioned, hey, just like you said in your book on this page, and then he goes, well, you know, you're really good at connecting the dots. And I had another title from my book before that, but when he said that, it all clicked. And I thought, that's right, I'm going to call my book Connect the Dots. I wrote the book, and a year or so later, I started this radio show, Connect the Dots. But see how one thing leads to another, one connection leads to another connection. But I do thank him wholeheartedly, if he's listening, or even if he isn't listening, I'm sending him the telepathic message now. Thank you, Dr. Hertak, for giving me the perfect title for my book, because that's what my book does. It connects all these things together. And that's what I try to do on my radio show here, is connect the dots to show how everything is connected and everything is connected. And to just give everybody a quick, brief history of connections, it was the famous philosopher Plato who came up, though it wasn't his idea, it was an idea that conclusion that somebody else did. He was a follower of right around his time, but he got credit for it because he publicized it more, that all the creations on Earth are based on the five Platonic solids. They're called the Platonic solids because he made this information more popular than anybody else did. I forget exactly what year he did. Hey, this is Connected Dots Radio Show. You happen to know what year Plato made his proclamation of the underlying weave of physical reality being based on five solid shapes. What are they? Well, you know, you can look that up. It's important to go searching for truth yourself. And, of course, there's another shape that goes in connection with the five Platonic solids, and that's the sphere. I give it mention in my book, Connect the Dots Theory, because the sphere could be considered the perfect shape. And I think that's a good shape. If you want to envision God as a shape, you want, you know, you can envision him as a sphere. And I do that in making my God geometric connection. I believe that's chapter 7 of my book. I have 14 chapters there. But most of the book is pictures, and pictures speak a thousand words, and most of the pictures are 35-millimeter snapshots of things that the camera picks up that most people can't see. Though some of the things that I picked up at the camera, it was possible to see. If you're at certain events where the energy are high enough, certain things can manifest into be visible that aren't normally visible. Most of the things that the camera was picking up, let's say half of them were invisible because they're just outside the parameters of human vision, which is a very small frequency range. And there were low candle power lights, so even if I tried to take pictures of in the daytime, I probably wouldn't have got them. But at night, you can pick up these low candle power light trails, that little flying objects that like to land on spruce trees. Yeah, you can find that all out in my book. It's, you know, the prices have gone down. The e-books, you know, you can get them at Google Play or something called Kobo. Oh, Barnes and Noble. And, of course, from Fulton Books, too, the publisher. But it's out there. You should get yourself, if you listen to my show, you should have picked yourself up a copy, because you're missing out. The picture says 1,000 words, and I have 100 pictures, roughly, in my book. You know, this is real stuff. Got the negatives to prove it's real. You can't fake 35 millimeter film or any kind of film without leaving a trace that you did something to it. So all the pictures can be backed up to prove they happen to be altered. You know, unfortunately, the people that put the book together, they had to digitalize them, which kind of ruined the quality of it, but I had to put it out there because I didn't have an extra $10,000 to get a perfectly, made book with crystal clear pictures. And I had to work with a book company that was close enough by that I could keep tabs on what they were doing. And believe me, it was a bad choice in a way. I had to go with the lowest price one I could find and one that would allow me to make the decisions. And believe me, it was like, you know, I couldn't believe how they couldn't get things right. I had to keep correcting them. Look, I gave you this. I told you specifically I wanted it like this, and you didn't do it. You did something else. It's not acceptable. I had to correct them, and it took longer and longer to get this thing going. It should have been done in, a month. And they took almost a year to put the whole damn thing together because they were just so incompetent. But that's life, you know. We have to deal with it and do our best. You know, I wish I could get a book deal with somebody else who would cover the costs to put together perfect pictures and give me a book tour, you know, at the same time. Because this is important information. Now, if you're a human being and you care about reality, about our planet Earth, you know, and I have the testimonials in there of the experiences in my book, Connect the Dots Theory, of dealing with Mother Earth, the proof I got, the feelings, the touching, the sensations, the movement of the Earth below my feet to prove I could feel the vibration. It was Mother Earth proving to me that she exists and that she was just lovingly touching me, you know? I also wrote a song about it after I had experienced these things, too. It's in one of my videos out there on YouTube. You should watch it. Perhaps it'll emotionally make an impression upon you. It's called The Earth, She Loves You. And the Earth is a living organization, a living creature, we could call her. A living entity would be more, well, she's a living planet, okay? Our Mother Earth, you know, she brings us close to us, her with gravity. One of the lines, but it's the lyrics, you know, they're emotional. They tell the story about how Mother Earth loves us and she only wants to be loved, and you should have love for Mother Earth. But in order to really appreciate her, you need to go out there and touch her and communicate with her. Put your thoughts out there. In my book, Connect the Dots Theory, I drew the pictures of to show what really connecting with Mother Earth is all about. And I tell the stories about how I found out, and the pictures tell the stories too. The drawings also tell the stories about how drumming around a fire makes a connection that brings out the floating points of light that can be captured with a camera. And sometimes in certain situations, the intensity of these floating points of light, focal points of light, you know, that you could say resemble fireflies, but they're just hovering there and they're not fireflies. They're like, look more like sparklers hovering in the air. You're missing out on all this reality. All you, and to get introduced to it, all you had to do is get the ebook, Connect the Dots Theory, or if you're really ambitious, get the full-size book, 8.5 by 11, and there are certain advantages to having the pictures laid out in front of you, you know, as opposed to seeing them on a screen. Oh, man, you know, what more can I say except that's why I put the book together. And I have philosophy in the book, and I have amazing true stories. And boy, I'm connecting things left and right. And I list 39 ongoing conspiracies. You didn't realize that were that many. Well, there's a lot more. But I drew the line at 39. You know, I just like that number. And I said, that's enough, you know. Conspiracies you never even heard of or even thought about. I mentioned them in this book, and you should be aware of that. Just like this whole vaccine thing is a conspiracy, you know, to mess up the human race. And people are falling for it, you know. There are no conspiracy theorists. There are only conspiracy revealers. You must have heard it before. The CIA came up with that little cute little caption, conspiracy theorists. There are none. They're only conspiracy revealers. And there's conspiracies going on for decades, thousands of years on planet Earth. You know, the idea of people should listen to a government in a sense is a conspiracy. The idea of that, you know, people believing things they shouldn't believe is a conspiracy. History is a conspiracy. But I don't even mention those, but I've got 39 great ones out there, and you're not even going to be aware of all the conspiracies going on unless you, hey, download, get the ebook, Connect the Dots Theory. It's only a couple of dollars. I mean, really. A big deal. I mean, the book was written to educate, to uplift the human race. And I've said it before, and I said it, I'll have to say it again. There isn't a human being on this planet, I don't care how smart you are, that if you read my book, you're going to walk away. And if you're a decent, normal reader, there's only 100 pages, less than 100 pages of text, because there's no filler. It's all to the point. You read the thing in 2 hours, but you're going to spend plenty of hours studying the pictures, and you look deeply into them, and you see all the things that are captured that are floating around up in the sky. Some of the most unusual spacecraft that anybody has ever captured on film. And none of it's been altered. It's all real. It's not a theory. It's all based on discoveries and correlations of information that are floating around out there. And Anybody who exposes themselves to the book, you will walk away. You will learn things. I don't care how smart you are. In fact, I occasionally tweet it, I have a right to talk about the truth of what's in the book. It's not really bragging. It's talking about what's in the book. There's that much in a book with less than 100 pages of text and roughly 100 pictures and drawings combined. You know, every one of these people that have representatives that I'm following on Twitter, when I listen to the stuff that they talk, they try to reveal, and they do reveal important bits of information. And there's a tremendous, I help promote their stuff. Tell everybody go to 2012portal.blogspot.com. The representative of the resistance movement, the Galactic Federation, known as COBRA. You know, it's a collective group, really. They put everything out on their blog spot there. They used to be on Twitter. Twitter got rid of them because Twitter doesn't like people that put too much truth out there. Even those guys would learn something from my book. Because, some of the explanations they come up with that I hear, their interpretation of what's transpired and what we've been exposed to and how we've been tricked. Well, I'm not going to say it's wrong, but I can't believe that they aren't aware of all the things that I'm aware of. They haven't been on the planet. We actually have bits of information here on Earth that some of them are not aware about. And these are supposed to be advanced civilizations. Well, I've said it. There it is. Any personal connections with the galactic extraterrestrials that are of the like? You know, the battle cry for the war, the ongoing war that's going now, is called Victory of the Light. And this will be another victory on December 21st. But let's make it a big victory. Everybody listening to my voice now should make an attempt to participate. It's not difficult. All you have to do is tune in on your computer at the appropriate time for your time zone and follow the instructions, and they're going to ask you to envision, in past global meditations, we've envisioned things like a great central sun that has a consciousness, and we're envisioning a pillar of light coming from that great central sun in the middle of the universe, going through the central suns of all the galaxies and finally getting to our solar system and spreading its light all around planet Earth. It's here, and we're being asked to imagine that light going down through the top of our head, through all of our chakras, and out the bottom root chakra down into the center of the Earth, where there's a large crystalline structure. And so we're volunteering to use our bodies to make the connection between the light coming from the great central sun going through our body down into Mother Earth's crystalline core. That's another false thing we've been shown. I remember when growing up and looking in school books, the science books would show the Earth was nothing but a molten ball of hot lava. Well, a lot more information has come our way since back then, and the school books need to be changed. And there, I forget exactly what year they put the crystal in there, but there's a story about it somewhere there. I forget which book I picked that one up about, but they're talking about it again. Yeah, the center core of the Earth has a nine-dimensional crystal inside the center, and we can assist Mother Earth in receiving more light, because the more light Mother Earth receives, the more she can increase her vibration. That's how you get into a higher dimension, by increasing your vibration. That's how so-called evolved, more evolved beings can make themselves invisible. They can willfully increase their frequency, because when the frequency increases so fast, your eyes can see things that vibrate too fast. And just like the old saying goes, the hand is quicker than the eye. Well, faster vibrating entities are quicker than our eye can see them. So if they're vibrating fast enough, they can be standing right in front of us and we can't see them. Yeah, there is such a thing as an invisible man. yeah, all he is a man that knows how to vibrate faster. I mean, we probably all could do that right now if we had been taught from birth how to use our natural abilities. But no, we were hammered down to be stupid, obedient, slave labor idiots and fight amongst each other. That's what we've been taught since birth. But we have to give that all up. There's no reason for us to be fighting anymore. No reason for wars anymore. It's the manipulation of the dark entities that do this. It's a control tactic. If you ever saw the movie 1984 or read the book, when the guy finally gets to talk to one of the elite, he explained to him the wars are kept going for control purposes. You know, and that's what they're doing. That's how they work. Keep people fighting amongst each other, and they can have time to get their head on straight and unite, because once we unite in unison in seeking out good vibrations and projecting love, we connect ourselves with love vibrations, love the most powerful vibration in the universe, we can dissipate the dark side. You know, if everybody could will their heart to project love right at this second, we can make all the dark forces disappear, disintegrate out of our reality. And this is, that's why December 21st is such an important date, because it's going to be kind of a practice run to do that. And we're going to be participating in the victory of the light. The light will win over eventually, but we wanted to win over sooner, because the sooner we can get these no good so-and-sos who are ruining everyone's life with their big pharmaceutical concoctions designed to destroy us one way or another, the sooner we can get rid of these no good so-and-sos, these evil creatures, these evil entities, the happier we'll all be and the healthier we will all be. You know, there's real healing tools out there that use vibrational techniques to cure anything. And they've got their fountain of youth machines, too. They can, when they finally land, the event finally happens, and we want our galactic brothers and sisters to land and give us these machines, because we all want to become young again, and we can do it with these machines. And we want the replicators, just like they use in Star Trek, real machines like that. And we want to live in peace and happiness. And we don't want to fight. And we want to love our Mother Earth and feel her love. And just a reminder, you know, over 100 years ago, the man called Rife, R-I-F-E, I forget his first name now, but look him up, invented a machine that you could tune in to any virus, find out its frequency, and then broadcast the same frequency back to the viruses, whether they be in your body, because sound waves go through your body, and it would shatter all the viruses, so they would be killed instantly and dead. And each virus has its own specific frequency. So this could have been done already, you know, Again, I just want to remind people, you know, I ran for president in the last election and the one before that. I'm running again for president of the United States. I'm still using last presidential website because I haven't changed my agenda. And the information has been up there, what I just told you about killing any virus with vibrational frequencies. So that information has been on my website since, since April of 2020. I put it out there. Nobody paid attention. It's still out there. Hey, just go to my presidential website, 2020 President Tom Edison. That's right. I'm still using the 2020 because my agenda, what I'm bringing to the table, has not changed. And everything I said in 2020, I'm still saying now, and I'm claiming to be the most qualified person. Everybody who believes in voting should be contacting me, the guy who has the solutions to all the problems. And they're not that difficult. All it takes is a little ingenuity and knowledge of everything that is present in the universe here on planet Earth. And we've been given all that information, basically, or a large portion of it. And for what you haven't been given, believe me, it's in my book, Connect the Dots Theory, and it's the rest of you could probably find on 2012portal.blogspot.com. But I'm just telling you, it's out there. And you can pick up a lot on my show. Hey, and listen to Charles Reed's show once every 2 weeks. But mine is there every week. And I'll be reminding you next week at the same time. Hey, and as I talked earlier, you know, I got 25 videos out on YouTube. I don't make a dime off them. They're out there for entertainment and educational purpose. And the song, The Earth, She Loves You, it's an educational video. And maybe it'll inspire you to throw a little love back to Mother Earth. Because if you listen to the words in that song, it explains how the Earth loves you and what she does for us and why we should love her back. All she wants is to be loved. Love's a gift anybody can give to anybody for free. It's all about intent. And it doesn't cost anything to get it. Projecting your love will gather love, too. And that's what we're going to do on December 21st. So I've given you the times. I've told you, hey, follow me on Twitter. Tom Edison Prez is my hashtag. Tom Edison, P-R-E-Z. That's it. I say a lot of important things every week. Occasionally I'll say amusing things, but I'm doing my part, and you need to do your part to participate. Because we want our human race to get rid of all the darkness, and we want to be in the fifth dimension, the age of Aquarius, and we want unlimited good things being sent our way, and we all want perfect health. I'm coming to the end of the show. Hey, tell your friends to tune in next week. Spread the word about the most important day in the of the human race is happening. 9 days away, December 21st. You want to be there and participate. You want to be able to feel good about participating in the victory of the light, because the light that comes from God himself, and don't get confused with that word himself. Understand, I've explained it before. When it all started, there was only God. And there was no male-female thing. And the first term of, we could call it a pronoun term, of referring to an entity, the personality of an entity, was the masculine one, what became known as the masculine one. That's why I refer to God as the Heavenly Father, you know, himself, because that was the first term that came up with. The term female, feminine, came later when physical creations began to be created by the Creator gods. That's right. whom Jesus is one of them. If you don't know that, well, you know, maybe you need to look into the fifth apocryphal revelation. The newer information is much more formative than the older information. Hey, I'm not going to explain it to you. You're going to hear music. And when I'm done talking here, after I do the countdown, lead guitar solo, end of Are You the Partying Kind, and followed by my anthem, I Gotta Be Somebody. I got a YouTube video out there, too. I got a YouTube video for Are You the Partying Kind. And, of course, the most entertaining of my videos are probably the Subway Fantasy ones. I've got Subway Fantasy 1, 2, and 3. First one isn't, it's just called Subway Fantasy. But you got to spell the word P-H-A-N-T-E-S-Y. Watch it. It's there for, it's entertaining. Okay, Mr. Engineer, it's time to take us out of here now. And one more time, you are asked to participate on December 21st at the right time spot in your time zone. Okay, here's the countdown. 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, 0.
Statistic. I don't want to be just a nobody. Gotta be somebody or I won't be satisfied. Gotta be somebody, feel alive. I don't want to be no John Doe. I don't want to grow just to be old. Gotta be somebody or I won't be satisfied. Gotta be somebody, my stand without being made clear to the world my ideas. And all those people that had walked on by now stopped and looked, cause I caught their eye. I don't wanna be nobody's slave. I don't wanna join in my grave. Gotta be somebody or I won't be satisfied. Gotta be somebody, stand without being made clear to the world my ideas. And all those people that had walked on by now stop to look.